All right. He's not going to be able to get anybody in your office now. Anyway, it's after 5.
We're answering until we're done.
But somebody's still answering over there, you think?
Yeah, Dorothy and Derek
are still there. Okay. Well, I thought we already did Little Heroes Park for 26. That was the one that we did, like, Thursday or Friday. He came in here personally on all. He's got 4 or 5 tracks. This particular track had the thing on, and I think it's commercial, right? Little Heroes?
I'm looking.
Yeah, so I'm not sure why this is still on the docket.
The other ones, I don't have the notes, but the other ones you did that we got tabled.
Okay, why did we table this one? Do you remember?
I don't remember why it was tabled. There's no minutes on it.
Okay, I was trying to remember. Maybe he was going to get comps or something like that out in that area. I don't.
Something, but I know that all the others got done except for Little Heroes, but I can't remember.
All right, I'll call him. Roger, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. We're running a late day. Roger, I can't remember. And I apologize. I've got Jerry here. Jesse just had to leave. But we did all of your other properties on the ag classification, but we still have the Little Heroes Park on our docket for some reason. Did we not make
a decision? There were 5 acres you said you weren't sure of. The one over the hill, the Howard
Vine
Park.
Did
you know what that?
I have it up for
the
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it was all wood. I mean, we might take some timber off of it, the other developers.
But is this a classification? Was this classified as something other than ag?
I don't remember because I have so many tracks. I was gonna leave it to you guys, but it's. I mean, I don't know why it wouldn't be agriculture or something.
Well, let it shows
ag on here.
It's showing ag.
Does it show it on Beacon? I think it says residential on Beacon.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say that. But it doesn't have any, like, sewer electricity, anything like that.
No, this one is all wood. There's nothing but timber, really. Like I said, we would probably take timber off of it before we do anything just because we'd have to clear it up.
Okay. Well, the appraised value is $5,000. I doubt that's over market value. Is that?
Oh, okay.
I mean, let me make sure here because what I have on my sheet may not be accurate.
Yeah, because that's showing 21.
I may not. I may be wrong. Probably am.
Well, you're saying 5,000. You're saying the whole 5 acres?
Well, no. Let me see. Let me make sure that that's accurate. No,
it went up.
It went up. That's the one. Okay, that's wrong. That's the old value. It went up, based on the land study, to 21,780. Do you think that 5 acres on the 21,780, I'm gonna make a motion to change you back to ag, but I want to make sure on the valuation here. It's at 21,780. Do you think that's in excess of market value?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
That's probably fine.
All right. On BOE 426, I would make a motion to change classification to ag, and deny any change in appraised value here, or deny any change. I don't know that there was an appeal on that. Was there on valuation? Or was it just classification? Sorry, we're trying to. Oh, you got all of them checked. Okay, so if we change it to ag, which is going to drop your tax rate down to 12%, is on the rest of them, can, do you want us to rule on those, or do you want to withdraw them? You've got classification, discrimination. I'm sorry?
When you say the rest of them.
You've checked all the boxes on here, like classification, discrimination, other evaluation, and all that.
Oh,
in other words, it's up to you. We can make a ruling on
it. Evolve to ag, is what you're saying?
In other words, we're changing the classification to ag.
Gotcha. That's fine.
Okay, so you'd withdraw the other ones?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure before I made a motion. As to BOE 426, I would make a motion to change the classification to agriculture and deny the claims for discrimination evaluation.
Second.
Classification. Okay. All right. Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion passes. All right, Roger, you get a decision within a couple of days, and obviously you can go to the State Tax Commission if you feel that's inappropriate, but given we changed it, I hope that will solve that one for you. Okay?
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. See you then.
So the next one is page 8, BOE 342.
Sorry?
Page 8, 342.
Okay, table. Table. Okay. Just want to make sure I agree with your.
Yep, absolutely.
We reduced to 120 there, tabled. Okay, I didn't ever table all the Bob's, did I? Okay. All right, I got a table Bob's. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, it looks like.
That's correct.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion to table BOE 492, 493, 494, 95, 496, 497, 499, 5-9. I'm sorry, I've been saying 4.
You already tabled 594 through 599.
Five. By the way, I said 4, but yes, I meant 5. Anyway, you can figure it out in the motion. You've got 606. I think it's supposed to be 609.
609. That should be it. No, there's more.
You've got 611, 613, 614, and 6. It looks like maybe you've marked through that one. Are there any other ones that we didn't hit?
613, 614. I think that's it.
Okay. Table in tomorrow at 1.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay, so you indicated that we had 342. Is that the one you got?
Yes, that should
all
be
right.
The next
that's
one.
That's St. Street Apartments. Is that a nightly rental probably?
No, that's our low-income housing. That should be tabled also.
That should be tabled too. Yeah. If I didn't include it in my...
What?
Do they know?
Three.
Yeah.
I don't think that they were here.
No, they weren't here.
All right, well, I'm going to have to call them.
Yep.
They just know I didn't have time to do the numbers yet, and so that's why I asked them to put this in.
Okay. Do you have an agreement with these people? You just haven't run the numbers?
What's the name of the person you're calling? Is it Mary Dean?
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please. Yeah.
Do you know?
I didn't hear what you said.
What's the name of the person we're calling?
Doesn't say on my sheet.
If it's Mary Dean, then she was already agreeable and sent us an email.
St. Street Apartments, LP.
In the event of an emergency, please call Troy W. Rasmussen at 316-755-6255. Thank you for calling Developmental Connections. Our regular office hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. To speak with Troy W. Rasmussen, Executive Director, dial extension 110. To call Boardroom, dial.
We're not reaching since it's after 5.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to leave a message and tell them we're calling tomorrow.
This Troy?
Troy, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. We've had a really long day. I apologize, but it's after hours. Are you in a position where you can talk to us?
I'm at home now. What's the deal?
Well, you have, I wanted to make sure you have an appeal on the Taney County Board of Equalization with respect to the low-income housing project. Have you been talking to the assessor's office already, or what's been going on with that?
Yes, Donna has, our property manager. They had it scheduled for, I can't remember, I think it was today, and it got moved to the 30th or something like that. But yeah, we have it on there. She's planning to attend.
Moved to the 30th?
To the 30th.
That's Wednesday.
That's Wednesday morning.
That may not be the right date.
It got moved from the original date. Okay, well, for some reason we have it on the docket. Why don't you have her call back into the clerk's office in the morning and just they'll get you rescheduled to either tomorrow or I think we're going to be here on Wednesday morning as well at this point. So if that's the case.
Are they showing it for today?
Mm-hmm.
We have it on the docket today for some reason at like 3:30, but we're like I said, we're late. So, but that's all right.
I kind of noticed that it had been changed.
Well, we've already had three different low-income properties. The people come and speak today, so I think they were trying to put them all on today's docket. If there's a misunderstanding, that's fine. Just if you would just have her call into the clerk's office tomorrow, and we'll get you rescheduled. Okay.
All right, we'll do it. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. Bye bye. Okay, as to BOE 342, I'd say table it till tomorrow afternoon.
Second.
If they have a second, all in favor, aye.
Right.
Okay.
We hadn't rescheduled them before, so I don't know where the confusion is.
My understanding is BOE 591 has been withdrawn. That's what it says on my sheet. I don't know if we have something.
Is it that one or the one below it? Because it's in the middle.
591.
Oh, it's in the notes of that one. You're correct.
591 says that it's withdrawn. I don't know if that's accurate or not.
It's been withdrawn, and so has 583 and 590, all the same person.
583.
And 590.
I've got them all. They say withdrawn on here. All right. I've got a BOE 605 is a condo, probably a nightly rental, I'm going to assume.
It's a Vineyards one.
Is this an increase in value or what is that?
605. It says exemption, ?
Emblem IOR. That's what he marked on his form to see you guys.
I talked to her today. She didn't want you to call, but she'll call
whenever. Who, 605?
Would have been one of the ones where the 30%